The following is a fictitious interview based off of Barry Thorne's book, Gender Play. All other information and quotes concerning Title IX policy change is factual information and was obtained from CNN.com.
On Wednesday, November 24th, 2006, new federal rules were published and took effect, altering the amount of freedom school administration has on the creation of same-sex classrooms. The new policy loosens rules of Title IX and requires schools with same-sex classrooms to simply offer an equal co-ed version. While many, such as Senators Kay Hutchinson and Hillary Clinton, have waited almost 3 years for this new policy to take effect, others are opposed to the new guidelines. Those in favor of the new change in rules brought by the U.S. Department of Education argue that same-sex classrooms help to break down stereotypes and close the gender gap. The pattern of girls achieving high literacy and boys in math, they argue, is only reinforced in co-ed classrooms through social and peer pressure. Leonard Sachs, executive director of the National Association for Single-Sex Public Education, stated that separate classes can erode stereotypes by letting boys and girls explore their interests freely. Such an environment might encourage a boy to play the flute or girls to work on assembling computers. To delve further into this controversial change in the U.S. education policy, we are glad to have Professor of Sociology and Women's Studies at Berkeley, Barry Thorne. She is the editor of Childhood, A Global Journey of Child Research, and author of Gender Play, Girls and Boys in School, as well as co-editor of many other texts. Melissa Bay is with her now at Ashton School in Michigan.
Dr. Thorne, your research for Gender Play was conducted over 20 years ago, yet we are still seeing issues of gender stereotyping and inequality in the classroom. Why do you think this is?
The media continues to be littered with evidence of gender differences and inequalities. Whether it's a study that girls still lag in computer skills or boys are getting called on more in classes. Maybe boys play rougher games and girls are clicky and form intimate relationships. It's almost as though we want to find differences. Even in my research, I found myself drawn to gender differences in children that dominantly displayed gender stereotypes. However, once I actively drew my attention away from these differences, I began to understand the fluidity that children engage in when doing gender. Kids are surprising. Through play, much like our adult work, they perform gender by doing border work and crossing gender boundaries.
Many feel that same-sex classrooms will help to dissolve the gender divide in today's society. What is your opinion on the new rules about same-sex classrooms?
I feel that further separation of gender only adds to the different cultures' perspective on gender. Boys and girls are more similar than we credit them to be. Physically separating boys and girls during school is giving into the seductive idea that boys and girls really do come from different cultures and therefore have different needs and learning styles. I object to this model because it does not take into account and acknowledge the many environments, such as church and the neighborhood, in which girls and boys do interact and feel free of the social gender pressure.
If separating children into equal yet same-sex classrooms is not the answer, what can teachers do?
There are so many alternatives for teachers and adults to use. First and foremost, teachers should avoid grouping by gender or race. Instead, whenever possible, the kids should be put into small heterogeneous groups to work. By working in small groups, the students are less likely to work through an us versus them lens. Another important technique is to reinforce and affirm the significance of cooperation of all students and of all social categories. Teachers should also be there to make sure that all kids have access to all activities.
Well, thank you, Dr. Thorne, for your interesting insight into this continually hot topic of gender.
Thank you, Melissa. Whether it is test scores, college enrollment, or professional wages, it seems as though gender is always in the news. As Georgia Superintendent Kathy Cox stated in reference to the new policy on same-sex education, it's too early to say what kind of effect this might have. Only time will tell what the effects of this change will have on U.S. schools and society as a whole.